Hello, hello. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Boiling Point Faith and Fire podcast, where we don't sugarcoat anything. We're not going to water down the truth, and we're not going to play nice about the stuff that actually matters. This is the space where faith meets real life. And if you can't handle the heat, you're in the wrong kitchen, darling. Before we get into it, you guys, I just have to tell you about my balance oil because if you haven't tried it, you need to stop playing around. This stuff has been a game changer for me. Personally, I think I'm like 5 or 6 months in. It has changed everything, literally. Gut health, inflammation, brain health, all these things that I was struggling with. Overall wellness, ideally. And doctors don't talk about it because there is no money unless you're sick. And this is something that's going to keep that from happening. If you're out here grinding every single day like I am, your body needs the backup, okay? The link is in the show notes. Make sure you check it out. And you guys know I don't do this alone. I've got my co-host, the one who keeps me from burning the whole podcast down, or maybe he helps light the match. I don't know, honestly. Rory is in the building. Hello, Rory.
Hello, Brandon. And yeah, I was just going to say, I'm not real sure which one of us has burned down more, but probably you.
Yeah.
And I just attempt to stop you from burning the building down because when you're like on fire,
Yeah.
honestly, the best thing to do is get out the way and just sort of evacuate. Yeah.
I mean, some stuff does need to be burned down, and today will be no exception, y'all, at
For
all.
sure.
What do you
For
have
sure.
today? What is in Rory's podcast or news feed?
Yeah, there's so much. I'll start with one and then
Okay.
I'll throw it back to you. How about that? Just so completely ready to throw Thune and the Republicans in the Senate out the window. The huge thing right now that the Democrats are holding up the SAVE Act for is because they don't want ICE to be able to go harass people at polling places.
America.
So you're not allowed to go talk to illegal immigrants who are at polling places,
Yeah.
which is the entire
Point.
point. And somehow people are like, yeah, what? I'm sorry, but this is just another one of those moments where you and I look at each other and we shake our heads and we don't even know what to say. It's like clown world.
Yeah.
And the people we voted in to take care of this, who are really, they're not supposed to reason with this. You can't reason with Clown World. You go in with your bucket of disinfectant and your sponge and your big rubber gloves and you start cleaning it out.
Yeah.
They won't.
Right.
Well, I don't know if we can do this. Oh my God. Throw him out on his face. When this guy got, nominated when he got the job of the majority leader in the Senate. He's been an establishment guy. He's been a Mitch McConnell guy since moment one. He is like the worst part of the swamp in that room. I know they're all players. I know it's all BS, but I'm a believer that we still have to play the game, unfortunately, and try and win from within. It's stuff like this that makes me sort of lean more towards maybe we really need to just strike a match, okay? Because, oh, can you even make this up anymore? 10 years ago, if this would have been going on, both sides would have been looking around going, are you kidding me right now?
Right.
And today they're going, yeah, it makes sense. You know, I can't take anymore.
I mean, we're infiltrated. That's the devil is running wild. But I mean, I literally posted about something that's going to piss a lot of you guys off if you don't know, if you got your head in the sand and you don't follow Brandon Linnett on Facebook, which is weird. But I don't care if you're red, blue, purple, or polka dot. Okay. This is about all of them today because on March 4th, the House of Representatives voted 357 to 65 to kill a resolution that would have forced Congress to release the records from their own sexual harassment and sexual investigations. Okay. 357 members of Congress. This is Republicans and Democrats holding hands like they're best friends for once. Okay. Voted together to make sure you never see what they're hiding. And part of that is your tax money is going to cover it up. That's 182 Democrats. It was 175 Republicans. Okay. That's a club protecting its members. That is not a partisan issue. Okay. And the resolution, like, it wasn't even asking for anything crazy. They just wanted to release the records with, they were saying to take the victim names, absolutely go ahead, redact them. Okay. From Ethics Committee investigations into sexual harassment, sexual assault, unwelcome sexual advance, inappropriate sexual relations, the list goes on, involving just the members of Congress and their staff. That's it. We, the people, should be able to have access to any. There is not one single thing that should ever be shut down in the government, ever. And I don't know when that started happening. I don't know when we started getting shut out of stuff, but it doesn't make any sense when it really is the government works for us. They have made it very clear that not only do they not work for us, that we are their useful idiots. We are their useful idiots. That's it. They are protecting their own deviants with your money. That settlement, it comes out of your pocket, kids. There's a specific fund, a taxpayer-funded account run by the Office of Congressional Workplace Rights. That's your tax money that comes out of your check every 2 weeks. The money you're supposed to believe goes to roads and schools and taking care of veterans. That is being used to quietly pay off victims and predators so nobody knows about it. It's like
And
over $17 million in settlements.
all the women in Congress that voted for this. This is about protecting women. Because let's be honest, how many cases are there where a female congresswoman has sexually harassed a male staffer? I mean, it does it happen? I'm sure. Is the male going to report it? Never. Okay, I'm sorry, almost never. I'd be willing to bet that 99.999% of these cases are men harassing women, men in power. And the women who have achieved that status in their lives, who have worked so hard to get where they are, who have done this, who are supposed to be looking out for all the other women, who got voted there by women in their areas to say, please represent me, just said no. All of you don't have any rights. You have to be quiet. And if someone sexually harasses you, too bad for you. I'm going to vote to protect these guys. That vote, at the very least, should have been every woman, no matter what party you were in, voted to release the stuff. And a majority of the women in Congress said, no, cover it up.
Well, because
I
I'm
can't
sure
understand that either.
they all get a little payoff, right?
It has to be. I mean, how much do you have? How much is the payoff to sell out your gender, like
Well, I mean,
completely?
they've been doing it for a while now. When we started letting men in women's locker rooms, it says a lot.
It
And
does.
this is
It's
the
true.
proof. This is the proof about, I mean, victims' names would have been redacted. So this is never about protecting the victims. It's just about protecting predators. And this is about protecting institution. And this was making sure the American people never find out which of their representatives use public money to make this stuff disappear. And it tells you everything we need to know about who's actually in Washington fighting for you. There's 65 members voted against the cover-up. Only 65. So I'm saying, is that only 65 people that haven't screwed up? Like, is that it? We got 65 people that have a clean conscience in there? I don't know. But
Probably.
we're watching. We watch the
Yeah.
Epstein files and their little drippy drip and what's happening. We watch names surface that connect to the highest levels of power in politics, in finance, in entertainment. We watch them protect Epstein for decades, watch the system look the other way, while children are trafficked and abused by the most powerful people on the planet. Now you're going to tell me that the same Congress that can't release its own harassment records that use your money to silence victims is going to hold anyone accountable for anything? No, babe, this is the system protecting the system, and it is not left versus right. It's them versus us, and it always has been. They built a machine that insulates power from consequence. And every time somebody tries to crack it open, every single time the machine closes ranks, and it's both sides together.
100%.
Because the one thing they
100%.
can agree on, the one thing that brings bipartisan unity to Washington, is making sure you never find out what they've done. Like, they're so united, and we're just like, wow, they hate each other. No, babe, they're besties. They are in on this. They are disgusting. And I know it's heavy, and I know it's going to piss you off, and it should. But like, don't let the anger make you stupid. Don't let them, use your outrage to drive you deeper into the media machine, because that's where they start pointing us at each other. That's what they've done. That, like, you have to turn off the news. You have to do your research. Like, read the actual vote record. It is public. So you can look and see who voted to keep you in the dark, and see who didn't. And it's just about holding every single one of them accountable at the ballot box. There's nothing new under the sun, kids. Read the Bible, okay? The powerful exploiting the vulnerable since the dawn of time, okay? Wicked protecting wicked, and a system built to crush people they're supposed to serve. God saw it coming. He wrote about it thousands of years before any of us took our first breath, okay? He also promised that everything done in darkness will be brought to light. There's nothing hidden that will not be disclosed at some point, okay? So let them vote, let them hide, let them protect each other. It is temporary. It is temporary, but don't be a full idiot, okay?
Let me throw something in about the Epstein list, because we did just mention that again. The very big social media influencer, Anonymous, that group. They wear like the vendetta mask, and stuff. Right, they do that thing. Apparently, they have, and their people have hacked the Epstein files and have them unredacted, and they're going to start releasing them. That's the newest thing. And I'm going, okay, here's the thing. If Anonymous is saying this and they don't release them, they're going to lose everything they've worked for, like to build themselves up as this organization that supposedly exposes lies and, tells the truth. So now that it's been said, now I'm interested. If I just heard it from a third party, I was like, okay. But when they said, yeah, we are, I went, whoa, you're putting your reputation online. You're actually going to do this? So I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know what's going to happen. But because of that confirmation, I am now paying attention, going, all right, you're really going to do this? It's only going to take one to come out that's unredacted and real with photographic proof. And this whole thing's going to start to just come undone at the seams. So your thoughts on
Well,
that?
I think a lot of it is already kind of leaked out. I went down a rabbit hole the other day, when Hillary was testifying and getting all mad and stuff, and the word frazzle drip came up, and I hadn't heard that before. And so, yeah, I went to the dark side. I went to the dark side for a little bit. I still think I'm not recovered. Like, it is horrific.
What
But
did you do, Brandon?
yeah, no, I found out what frazzle drip means, and what she did. And when I mean, cut the face off of a little girl, and she wore it like a mask. Like, it's horrific. It's horrific. So I'm sorry. I know that the truth is going to come out, and you guys have to be prepared for this, because it is the darkest stuff. Like, this stuff I've seen, even from the first release, when I was bombarded with all the images and stuff, I was horrified, and I think I'm still not recovered. Like, we're not meant to hold that much evil in the capacity of our little human bodies. Like, we know it's there, but also, like, we're not meant to know all that stuff. So I promise you guys, like, having a foundation biblically is going to save you from a very dark, it's dark. It's dark, and I can't, it's heavy. I don't know how else to say it, but like, it's going to make you sick, and it's the kind of sick that you don't get over very easy. So they did horrendous things, and I'm, I we know they did it, but like, actually knowing is, it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot. So yeah, cheers to them making that public. I'm all for that. I mean, let's have the accountability, but is that what we're going to get? I don't think so. I think we're all just going to be sick to our stomach. We're all going to be horrified. And what is the machine going to do? It's going to protect itself. Like, we're never going to get accountability, and all these kids are never going to get that justice on earth. Like, it's no one's ever going to get in trouble for this. What happened with Clinton and Bill and Hillary? Like, nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. You guys realize they're not even in criminal court. They were just testifying in a little hearing. Like, it was just a fancy little, we're going to put a camera in front of them and make it seem like we're doing something, but nothing's going to happen to any of them. Like
Meant nothing.
the devil's a little untouchable in this moment. Not forever. I promise you that. Not forever, but like, yeah, it's. I'm sorry because I know how heavy and dark it's going to be when everybody sees it. Even what I've seen, and I know it gets worse.
The real sad thing is that when it does come out, everybody's going to gravitate to their side then.
Yeah.
It's like all the left's going to want to do is talk about, what happened on the right. And all the people on the right are going to do is talk about all the people that happened on the left. And nobody's going to understand that every single person, no matter who they are, and no matter what they're affiliated with, and no matter what side they're on, that's in those files that has done something like that needs to go. They need to be honestly held accountable to the utmost of the law. End of story. They all should go down. I don't care if that results in, 400 empty seats in Congress. Let the states do what they do. Let the governors reappoint. Let them have runoff elections. I don't care. Nobody cares. Get rid of these people because you don't get a second chance on
We
that
want public
stuff.
executions. That's unanimous. I've never had a conversation with someone that was like, no, I don't think we should do that.
Well, Florida passed that now.
Yeah,
I
I'm
mean, if you
happy with
get
that.
convicted of that, I mean, you are done. It's the death penalty.
Yeah.
And I think it should be, honestly.
I agree.
Honestly, that's it's you know, crimes against children? Come on.
Yeah.
There should be a deterrent someplace. And right now, not only is there not a deterrent, but a lot of these people
It's
figure they're going to
encouraged.
get away with it. And even if they get caught, they're getting let out. We talked about that in one of our last episodes.
Yeah.
A guy gets caught trying to, get with a 12-year-old girl and red-handed.
Police can't arrest him.
Can't do anything. They bring him in and the judge says, get out of here. What are you doing? Yeah, just, I don't know, wickedness. But I guess we're going to see. Hey, the Epstein files is never going to go away.
No.
I still think, to this day, I still think this is 4 or 5D chess. This is all going to come flying out right before the midterm elections.
Yeah.
It's going to be messy and it's going to be all over the place. And it's going to look like, hey, the Republicans somehow are going to say, look what we did.
Yeah.
And people have short memories when they get what they want. And they're going to go, oh my gosh, look at this. Here it is, tail wagging the dog like crazy. But if it comes out now, that's too far away from the midterms. There's too many chances to wag the dog some other direction.
Yeah.
They need this. They need this to be the thing right before the midterms so that people are disgusted, people fall off ballots, I mean, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
If Hakeem Jeffries is running, or I don't know if he is, but if he is and all this stuff has to do with him, and he finds out a week before the election, he probably loses and you can't really do anything to fix it. You can't shuck somebody else in there real quick to get them to go. It doesn't work. So I think it's going to be a last minute kind of sabotage of the whole deal.
Yeah.
If it's not, I'll sit here with egg on my face and go, yeah,
No,
they're
I
all
agree
just
that could be
horrible.
it. But my whole point is, you guys, it's not just about Epstein's Island. Like, we are bombarded right now. We are being overrun by pedophiles. Like, look at Tebow's map. Like, it didn't, Epstein Island is not closed. They just relocated. Okay. So it's not over. Even if we find out everything in that file, it's not over until, we start making our law make people accountable. That's it. And yeah, death penalty, cool, but it should be public. It should be in the middle of the street where everybody has to see it. Everybody has to see it. And it's not going to deter everybody, but I guarantee it's going to make a whole lot of difference. A whole
I
lot of difference.
can't get past that line from Tim himself. Here are the confirmed IP addresses that we have found.
Yeah.
They know who you are, they got your computer, they know where you live. You're done. You are baked. It's over. Go pick them up. And they won't. I mean that's the piece that's missing here.
Well,
I
he's
literally have a map with confirmed stuff, and Tim's going, what are we going to do about it? Now he's starting to say, what are we doing about it?
He's being very diligent about his mission, and I love that. So that's something else you guys should look for when it comes to voting for policies. Who's going to support, people like Tebow? Which politicians are going to lock arms with him? And those are the people that we want in there. And I'm sure it's part of the 65 that, voted to have sexual harassment issues open, because I feel like they're probably safe, right? They're probably safe. I do have another thing that's going to kind of make you guys mad, and I'm going to read off a list after I kind of tell you what's going on. And yeah, a woman named Marietta Allison from Austin, Texas, drove to Houston to take care of her friend Cassie. Cassie's fighting cancer. Marietta had been caring for her since the diagnosis. She told Cassie to move in with her and her husband so she could help her through the treatment. So she was arranging her own work schedule around Cassie's surgery dates. Okay. That's who this woman was, the kind of heart she carried. Friday night, after Cassie finishes a late chemo session at Anderson Cancer Center, the two of them drive to a friend's apartment in the Heights neighborhood of Houston to stay the night. And there wasn't a parking spot out front. So Marietta said, "Okay, I'll go park the car. I'll be right back." Those were the last words her friend heard her say. Seconds later, they hear a scream and a gunshot. Masked man approaches Marietta, tries to steal her purse. She fought back and he pulled a gun and shot her in the neck. Then he took her car and he drove off. So they find him, they chase him, whatever. He barricades himself in the house. He finally surrenders. Mariette is dead at the hospital. They're doing nothing but loving her friend through cancer. That's it. That's what she's doing when she's murdered. And this is the part that's going to piss you off. I know you guys are like, people die every day. No. Suspect, 18 years old, Darius Dwayne Hall, charged with capital murder, evading arrest, tampering with evidence. Best part, when they pull his records, already on community supervision for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Prior charges included aggravated robbery, motor vehicle theft. You guys know this was not his first time. This was not a kid who just made a mistake, a violent repeat offender who the system looked at and said, "Yeah, put him back out there. Community supervision should do it." Once again, community supervision for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. So just let that sit in your soul for a second. 18-year-old showed us who the hell he was, already been violent, already used the weapons, already robbed people, and someone in the system, judge, prosecutor, probation officer, somebody decided that the community was safe enough to put him back in. Those people get the death penalty. Whoever signed off on his paperwork, done. Done. You get to be accountable then. Just like the bartender, if I served someone, overserved them, and they got into an accident, I'm going to jail. These people are enabling dangerous people on the streets to do the things. Okay? And connect the dots. This isn't a one-off, kids. This is the system. This is the system. And I'm just going to read. I literally just Googled like the last 10 names, and you guys don't even want to know the months. Like how close this is, except for Irina. Okay, that's been a minute, but I'm always going to talk about her, right? She's the one that was the 23-year-old stabbed to death on the train. We got DiCarlo still waiting for whatever the system to decide. Maybe people forgot long enough for us to let him go. Stephanie Nicole Mentor, Fairfax County, Virginia, stabbed to death at a bus stop. Abdul Jola had 178 prior police involvements. Not a question of if, but a question of when he would do something like this again, because he'd already stabbed people. Meg Eberhardt, found unconscious at a light rail station, died days later. Suspect Ricky Lee, on parole, and risks he was later released again this last January because his risk was downgraded from very high to moderate. So he kills someone and he's out now. Because he's not a very high risk. Linda Dewey, killed with her niece while hiking at a trail they considered safe sanctuary. The killer said it had to be done. He has several charges, including felony burglary, illegal weapons possession, violated his terms of release by leaving the state without approval. Again, Natalie Graves, same hiking trail, same repeat offender in Iowa. I don't know why it's saying they're not going to say the name, but another felon who was out on parole. It just says elderly woman, name withheld pending family, because it just happened. I guess it just happened. Arrested with, again, convicted felon on parole, arrested with a bunch of drugs and a firearm, and he was a felon, and he was released on bond. He skipped his court date a couple days before this recent murder. Yeah, I'm not even gonna keep reading these because I'm getting pissed off. But same story over and over and over again. And y'all, this is the system. Let's connect the dots. This is the system, the same system that just voted, 357 to 65 to hide its own stuff. Same system that uses your tax dollars to pay off victims. Okay. Same system that let Jeffrey operate for decades. You guys know they've known about Jeffrey since, for 20 years. Since 2006, they knew about him. Okay. They protected him. They protected itself. They protected its power, and it will not protect you. They're going to tell you, oh, this is about rehabilitation. They're going to tell you community supervision is about giving people a second chance. Babe, I believe in second chances. I'm a Christian. Redemption is literally the foundation of my faith, but there's a difference between grace and negligence. There's a difference between believing someone can change and releasing these violent offenders time and time again with a deadly weapon history back into the streets with nothing but a check-in schedule. That is not mercy. That is a system that does not care. They are so indifferent. It can't even keep track of the people they already know are dangerous. And who pays the price? It's still not the judge, not the prosecutor, not the politicians who campaign on being tough on crime, and then they gut the system. They're supposed to actually keep us safe. Marietta paid the price. All these women are paying the price. Families paying the price because they lose these innocent people. We keep accepting a system that's going to protect the powerful and fail the innocent. We're complicit. And every single one of these stories, every time a violent offender walks out of a courtroom on supervision and hurts someone, that blood is on the hands of a system that chose convenience over safety. And we are guilty if we're not standing up for this. Start paying attention. Show up to local elections, not just the presidential ones. Okay. We find out who our judges are. We find out who's making these decisions. We demand accountability from the bottom up. Because clearly it's shown us it's not coming from the top down, and we stop accepting this lie. It's just how it is. It's just how it is. How did we get here? How did we get here? It's crazy to me.
I want to put it to any progressive that's out
Yeah.
there, anybody. And we do have some that listen. I interact with some of these people who, mention some things to me online, of course. It's always fun to hear those things. And over on Power Man, we still get a whole bunch of that.
Yeah.
Lots of hate, and that type of thing. But anybody who wants to just tell me, explain to me
Yeah.
why you want this. Because this isn't, I don't think it's negligence anymore. I mean, I don't think it's that even if they don't care, it could be, but I think it's on purpose, and I don't
Well,
understand why.
yeah. I mean,
The illegal immigration thing, I get because they need the votes.
yeah.
At least I see why they want this and why they're willing to have innocent Americans be killed, because their power matters more to them. But in cases like this, these are guys who probably aren't going to vote anyway. Okay, but they're already Americans. You know what I mean? So what are you doing here? You're not like protecting a voter,
Right.
okay, or bringing in a new voter. You're literally just you're wanting, desiring murder and mayhem and pain and suffering for the people who voted for you.
Right.
I don't get it. I
Well,
mean,
I think
why
it
would
really
you want that?
started. This is where it starts, the argument that the system was disproportionately locking up black and brown people. So they started calling the system itself racist and saying we need to dismantle the way we do criminal justice in America, and everybody bought that. Good-hearted people bought it. That's how they got their way in. People who genuinely cared about fairness and justice, like look at the data on incarceration. We bought it. This isn't right. We need to change this. Politicians saw an opportunity. Like, in the big crime cities that they get extra slush fund money. They're not going to put it back into the city, but they know if everything's wrecked, they get to run different programs. And so there's money in chaos. Of course they're going to let them go. And prosecutors ran on the campaign promises to reduce incarceration, lower charges, expand, diversion programs. move toward that community supervision over jail time. They're calling it progress. They're calling it compassion. They're calling it equality. But what they're not telling you is that when you lower the bar across the board, when your driving philosophy becomes incarcerate fewer people of color instead of protect the public, you don't just help the 19-year-old who got caught with a joint. You're helping the 18-year-old who already committed aggravated assault out to kill Cassies of the world.
Yeah, I forgot about Biden's year one when they put all this stuff into place. That's, yeah, that's true. Yeah, good times, good times. I mean, and if you ask any Democrat about this, all they're going to go is, well, Trump, stop, just stop. I don't want to hear anymore. Yeah, Trump has a ton of problems. Republicans are just as useless, but nobody on the right is voting for this.
Well, no,
And
we're
I just.
racist. If we say we should be putting violent felons in prison, we're racist. We're heartless. You don't understand systematic inequality. And so they shame people into silence. And so good people, like people who know in their gut that this is wrong, they shut up. And I'm telling you guys, you can't do that anymore. You can't keep going along with this. You can't vote for this because you've been told that the alternative makes you a bad person. So much guilt in the world for being white. That's crazy to me. The social pressure, the fear of being labeled, that is crazy to me. It is getting innocent people killed. And I'm not going to say that the old system was perfect. We know there's a lot of people that have been in prison that were not guilty. It wasn't.
100%.
They're
No
really,
system is perfect.
no. The answer is not just stop holding criminals accountable.
Right. Let them all out. No consequences anymore for your actions. You want to set a lady on fire, stab a young girl in the neck on a bus? Whatever. Go for it. You be you. Just go ahead. There's no consequences anymore for actions. And as we pointed out every episode, it starts at the top. And when we don't hold anybody at the top of the power structure responsible for anything, how do you turn around and hold people at the bottom of the structure for anything? There's no accountability anywhere anymore. So that's why they have these new, I don't know if you've seen them or not, but there are several things that I think the Facebook censors have not picked up yet. But there are people, there's several men out there who are organizing an actual revolution against the government.
Oh my gosh, sign me up. Can you tag me?
Yeah, it's
I want to see what's
can you
happening.
tag me? I was a little surprised you didn't that you hadn't forwarded it already,
No.
but there are guys who are going, we're done. And if you're done too, contact us. We need to organize and we need to get together and we need to start this and get this done. It's never going to be done the way it needs to be done. We've totally lost our own government and it's time for us to take it back. And that's it. And I can't wait to see the blowback on the post because, I'm following it, but I'm pretty sure that anybody, who likes that or forwards it or, probably even me for, watching it, we're probably all going to jail, for something. If we lived in England, we'd be in jail already because we liked the post. You're not allowed to do that. But unless you're Mamdani's wife, and then you can like all of the, posts about October 7th and talk about how, death to Jews and all this. And that's fine to say and do if you're her. But, we can't say lock people up for committing violent crime or we get thrown off the air. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. So, one, I want one progressive to explain to me why they want it. That's it. I don't want to hear about Trump or Republicans or anything else because, yeah, they're trash. I don't want to hear about any of that. I just want to hear the reason why you want it. Not one is going to be able to do it. And I challenge any of them. Any of them, anywhere. I will listen. I'll give you 5 minutes. Explain to me why you want this. That's it. Yeah, I don't know.
We'll be waiting forever because I
I
don't
know.
think there's.
I'm holding my breath. Should we set up like a funnel for all the responses we're going to get to that? Make sure we organize them all by, alphabetical order
Have
or
to hire
something.
my kid to do the work and take the incoming message. We'll be so bombarded. There's just no common sense in it. And but Trump.
But Trump.
But
But
Trump.
Trump.
What do they say when he's gone? I love the trolling. I love the trolling they do when they're talking about him running for a third term. I still see people gaslighting people talking about that. Like even one of my friends, he has a reel that went viral and it says, I'm not voting for Trump again. Or what is it? It's something like that. And then it was like, unless he figures out a way to run again. And people went crazy.
I don't think he wants to run again.
Yeah, no, I'm sure he's done.
I think he wants to just do this, take care of as much as he can,
Yeah.
and hand off the reins to somebody behind him who can win. And I think we have that if we just get out of our own way.
Yeah.
But I mean, the stuff that's coming out now,
Yeah.
and the thing that nobody really realizes, no matter what side you're on, people really don't get the long game for the Democrats right now, which is win the midterms, impeach Trump, then impeach Vance,
Yep.
appoint Hakeem Jeffries to, Speaker of the House.
Yep.
He's the president. You'll never, ever get it back. Like, it's literally over at that point. Welcome to your new world order. It is now over. We will not have another fair election.
Yeah.
It's done. So that's really what they're trying to do. So if we don't show up in the midterms, people, then it's all over, really. This is the biggest midterm of my lifetime,
Yeah.
which is crazy because I've been around a long time.
And I wish people took that serious. I want you guys to turn off the media and the people that you're following that have flip-flopped. And I'm going to talk about this on Thursday's episode because I want to explain. I went down the rabbit hole with the war and everything and kind of what I see Trump doing. So I want to bring that to you guys because it's going to be super educational. Make sure you do not miss that episode. But the fact that a lot of the influencers are belly flopping, that is not a mistake. It's not accidental. It's on purpose. They're being paid. Like they're selling out. Okay. It's not that they know something you don't. It's not that, I mean, they're literally just being paid for this. And actually, I saw a post like a lot of them aren't getting paid and they're suing. They were promised money. And yeah, Israel didn't cash them out. They're upset. They're so mad.
Israel did.
Yeah, they're so mad right now. But yeah, I'm just saying, like, you guys really, really have to do your own research. And I know it takes a minute because you have to break through, like, to get the truth. So if you look up something and you get like 10 articles on it right away, that's not the truth. You got to dig deeper. And I know it's frustrating, but the truth is out there. Or continue, make sure you are subscribed to Boiling Point. Because I do the research for you as much as I can on the things that are super important. But you guys, Proverbs says it, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, okay? For the rights of those who are destitute, speak up, judge fairly, defend the rights of the poor and the needy. Like all these women today, innocently killed, they can't speak for themselves anymore. All the victims of whatever crimes our government is hiding, all the victims of women and children, they can't speak up. We have to speak for them. And it is going to be at the ballot box in our communities with our voices. And do not put your faith in a man. I voted for Trump, but I promise you, my faith is not in him as a man. It is what can God do through him. Because if we're counting on a man to save us, we're going to be disappointed every single time. So I need you to show up and vote for policies with your core ethics and values, that stuff that aligns with you, the smart things, right? Like there's two genders. Crime is crime. If they show you who they are, believe them. We're not going soft on people who are lawless. I know a lot of people that follow the law just fine and we're okay. It's possible to do. But I'm saying, please, core ethics, values. That's how you vote. It's not about the people. You have to use your voice, and we cannot stop until the system that is failing everybody becomes the system that protects, that next woman parking her car or riding the train or waiting at a bus stop or hiking with her niece. We have to protect those people. That's it. I don't want you guys getting tired of this. I want you voting no matter what. And Roy can close us out because I'm done today.
To be honest, great wrap up. And I'm looking forward to Thursday. So be here. I will be.
See you guys Thursday.